Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Breaking Trail. Anchorage is home to one of Alaska's most popular peaks, Flat Top Mountain, but all those hikers have done a lot of damage to the landscape. That's why this fall, volunteers were hard at work rebuilding the final section of the trail. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell did the hike and has the story.
All right, so I'm just 20 minutes into the hike, and so far I've seen two sort of forks in the trail, and the one that forks left is now, looks like it's in rehab. It's covered with what looks like a white linen cloth or carpet that stretches up the side of the mountain.
That carpet you saw, it's called jute mat. It's a cloth that you can lay down.
Joe Hall works for Chugach State Park.
It just kind of reduces the chances of it being eroded. It also kind of makes it look like not a place you want to walk.
Hall calls the impact on the old, unorganized trail monstrous.
You know, if you were to go up, you know, put a drone up above here and look at it from the sky, just the amount of, you know, vegetation we've lost is pretty remarkable.
From outer space, it probably looks crazy to have 8 or 10 trails all within spitting distance of each other.
That's Mike Morganson. He's a volunteer with Alaska Trail Stewards, and he says those trails that slice through the land, they're there because of decisions hikers made when the weather was wet and the trail was slippery.
So they're like, oh, I'll just move over here a couple feet to the right where it's grass and I have better traction. And other people do the same, and then pretty soon your 2-foot wide trail is 4 feet wide. And then the next time it's wet, it becomes 6 feet wide, and then it becomes 8 feet wide. And in some places, it's like 40 feet wide of just eroded, kind of a scar on the mountainside.
So Hall, Morganson, and more than 40 other volunteers, they're here today, wearing hard hats, wielding shovels, picks, and Pulaskis.
How did you actually use that thing? I've never used a Pulaski before.
You use your back.
Is it hard work?
Yeah.
That's Jasmine Mina.
I like trail work, even though it's hard and it kicks my butt, but I like it.
Mina is a freshman at UAA who volunteers with Alaska Geographic. She says doing volunteer work like this, it's gotten her outside more.
Like, I just hiked this 2 weeks ago.
The backside?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like?
It was like this, so it was pretty nice. But I forgot that we made a trail, so I didn't use the trail. I used, like, the other trails. But now that it's, like, most of it's covered up, people are going to use this trail now.
And they already are. As Mina and the other volunteers pick away, hikers pass them by. Breth Dewier with Alaska Geographic, he says their work's not going unnoticed.
I kid you not, about every single person here that's been using the trail has thanked us for our hard work. And it's just amazing to be able to see the fruits of your labor and have people thanking you for the work you've put in.
Runners speed by with their dogs. Parents pace along with their kids.
The first time.
Yeah.
High five.
Woo!
Yeah.
It really is one of those perfect fall days. The sky is a bright blue and the tundra a mixture of pale yellows and reds. But with all this traffic, keeping trails in good shape means some good engineering. Volunteer Mike Morganson has worked his way farther up the trail, grading the slope to prevent erosion.
Yeah, so the trail tread, the flat part that you would use, is about 3 feet wide. And then the back slope goes uphill to the current slope. And you want that approximately 45 degrees. It's not exact, just for drainage.
So if it rains, Morganson says, that back slope and the slight grade of the wider trail, that'll prevent puddles from forming.
It's pretty amazing to see the progress of coming back like 5-10 switchbacks behind us, and now we're getting all the way up to the pass where it hooks up to a Flat Top and Peak 2 intersection.
And at that intersection where the new trail hooks up to the old one, it's just another 10 to 20 minutes before you reach the summit.
All right, we did it. Gosh, one of the cool things about hiking the back of Flat Top is that the big payoff comes at the very end on the summit, and the entire city of Anchorage, if it's a sunny day like it is today, you get to see it for the first time. And even today, Denali's out, the mountains are out. It's just a stunner of a day. All right, reporting from the summit of Flat Top Mountain in Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.